Larry's like, God, I'm making a live episode of like 6 months ago. Responding like it's there. Yeah.
This episode's great.
Yeah, this week's episode sucks. We watched all of
them. And live from the most flammable house in the nation, it's Guys, Gays, and Beer!
Yay! I love that echo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I suppose we could just kind of go right into beer court.
Balls deep right away.
Yep, that's the way to go. All right.
Ba-da-bum. 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 Ba-da-bum.
Beer court. Now, before we go any further, we actually sound pretty good with that little echo going on in here. It kind of has that concert how all sounds.
It's good and cool.
That's what we're doing. It's like when you sing in the shower.
Yes, yes.
You mean sound better, not good, right?
Yeah.
Not good.
Okay, all right. Well, it sounds better.
No. I'm so
this is my my Travis stand-up doll.
I was going to see how long I go with that until somebody mentions something. Mm. So they look like a serial killer, you know.
Alright, so
today we have, do I have a bottle over here?
I hope you have a bottle over here.
I got a bottle over here, okay.
Alright, so today, so we had another Smoking the Bandit run. So we have a New York beer. You can only get this in New York. It's a brewery called Saranac. And they...
We've had that before, created, right?
We have had, had beer from that brewery before. We have not had this one, though, because it's new to them. It's seasonal. They just created.
It's called hand-me-down beer. It's like a new-to-us beer.
It's a new to us.
New to you beer.
We just took some beer from this closed-down brewery and put it in our own bottles. Now this shit's ours.
Yeah. No, that sounds great. And it's s'mores porter. So...
It smells like a chocolate bar.
So we only had a couple bottles.
Yeah, they got some graham crackers. It smells like a fucking there's no doubt about that.
They got that right at least.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I kind of am afraid to taste it.
I can actually smell the graham cracker in it.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to taste it because I'm afraid to be let down.
Does that.
All right, let's give it a try. Let's see how it is.
I don't have one.
You did.
You're drinking it.
That's not bad. It's definitely
no, we didn't pour you one.
Yeah, good. Here.
Me and you'll smell a little. I got it. Thanks,
man. Hey, novelty flavored beer.
Actually, the aftertaste is pretty good.
Yeah, you get like a
graham. Hey, you get a graham cracker taste.
Yeah. Actually, that's not too bad.
Is it a graham cracker?
And it's light for a porter.
You get a cracker taste.
Yeah, you get all that.
It's a good southern beer.
You get all that sweet flavors that kind of like, all right, I don't really like a dark.
No, this is not like a normal porter. It's a very light porter.
Well, I think it sort of finishes a little bitter.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Which
I know chocolate can be kind of bitter.
Well, the problem is when you roast hops that much to get them that dark.
Yeah.
And not hops, when you roast the
barley,
thank you, that much to get that much chocolate taste out of it, you can need a little bitterness in it, I think.
And what did they add to get graham cracker taste?
I do not know what they did to get the damn graham cracker.
Well, there's a guy
eating the graham cracker.
No, the guy just sitting there eating and all the crumbs fall in.
I'm still deciding where I feel on the spectrum, but this is, I think, the second best novelty beer we've had in the show. The first one being that weird blood orange.
Yeah.
The first tastes like chocolate.
Again.
Big chocolate, big chocolate.
No, what was that? You said it tastes like one of those, what do you call it, the Christmas things?
The chocolate oranges.
Yeah, the chocolate oranges. Yeah. It tasted just like that. I think
this is the second best novelty beer behind that.
You know, I normally don't drink a porter, but for a porter, I could drink this.
I love porters, and I would not drink a whole bottle of this, but just this little taste that we have.
We got a coming up, right?
It's got a lot of bitterness to it.
You could smuggle this to your next camping outing. Like,
oh, yeah.
This would be perfect.
Ooh. Yeah. No, this would be good. This real s'mores?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's like the obvious choice.
It's a little higher for 6.2 alcohol.
For
That's not bad.
That's not bad for a porter.
No, it is a porter. That's right. So
yeah, again, I'm pretty stingy with my novelty beers, but I think this one gets a good piss.
Yeah, I agree.
Did you say good piss?
It might be a good piss too. I'm gonna give it a thumbs up.
I'm just meh.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not bad. Not at all.
All right, what do we got? Not bad. I mean, it did pretty good. More pluses than a couple of sideways, but
yeah.
But
I think it all comes down to personal preference.
Yeah.
I don't, like I said, I don't think it's bad anyway.
It's not bad.
So execution is there.
Yeah.
So the next time you're in New York,
maybe try one.
Try one because it is a seasonal for them, so you may not be available, but
yeah. It's something.
Oh, this is a seasonal beer?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's only available in New York?
Only available in New York.
Too bad, because this would be good for camping.
Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't
try it on again. The next Smoking the Bandit run is until the end of June.
And yeah. Any beer is good for camping, really.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah, you can
because one, you're in the woods, so you'll take what you can get, damn it.
This does make me want to go camping, though. Like, I want to, go pitch a tent in the backyard.
We did
have
a giant fire
going
out in the backyard.
Yeah,
we did.
Exactly. Fire burning back then.
That was the show. We're going to go.
You can see a little
fire.
Bit. Yeah.
All right, so Rob, what's the real topic tonight?
Fires.
House fires.
Yeah.
Tonight's topic is kind of a quickie topic. It's what we've been playing. We've been kind of doing the circuit.
Working our way into our new digs.
Yep.
So, again.
Which is still in pieces in the basement.
For those of you who haven't noticed, we are not in our normal studio tonight. You remember our episode from 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
two weeks ago, where we were moving out of the basement of the G2B Tower as well.
We've upgraded.
Yeah, the new restrooms aren't done, so they haven't been able to move us into them yet. So
we actually have a place with sunlight for like a week. That's cool.
Yeah, so we are actually broadcasting live from this cavernous place.
Yeah, this is pretty big.
It is pretty big, actually. It's actually, I mean, just an empty house we invaded.
Yeah. We are squatting. We're squatting. Exactly.
I think that's okay.
The fire probably wasn't a good idea. The police will be here any minute.
Nothing says we're here like a giant fire.
Well, if the Racine police show up, I'm not recognizing them. So, screw that.
They'd be only Mount Pleasant anyway, so it's not a problem.
Yep.
All right, so who wants to go first tonight with what they've been playing?
I can go ahead.
All right.
So again, I've been continuing. It's kind of a hodgepodge of Mixture of Elite Dangerous, which is again like a fun game I played, kind of zen out, and I really enjoy the game. There's a lot of depth to it, and it's a really fun game I've talked about before, so I'm not going to go over it quickly. But other than that, I'm playing The Division with friends. I have a kind of mixed feelings about it because, on one hand, I've definitely got my money's worth out of the game. I've played over 100 hours since it came out a little over a year ago. And I'm playing with friends, but I hit endgame content, and it's like, what do I do now? I'm like, I'm kind of playing because my friends are playing. It's something we can do together. But it's just like, okay, I like the game. I've definitely got my money's worth, but it's like, what do you do now? Like, I don't really have a whole lot more to do in the game. It's like trying to like squeeze every little drop of fun out of it now.
What do you play it on?
I play on PC. I have it on Xbox as well. I've got an Xbox One. So, I mean, I could make a new character on Xbox.
Because I have it. It's still in wrapper and I never played it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I idled a bit in the game, but I've definitely sunk 120 plus hours in the game. And I like it.
Wow.
It's been on a little over a year. So. Yeah. But I got back into it because some friends were, and so I started playing with them on PC, and it's just like, I'm at the point where like it feels like, I don't know, there's not a whole lot left to do.
There is sometimes in games where you can start to feel the end, and it's just like depressing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even want to, like, I don't even want to go on.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
It's like, I was thinking about it, I was like, okay, I'm just going to like, I have like this max gear and all the like some of the best loot and everything. It's just like,
yeah.
Like I feel like I'm going to be tarnishing the game the more I play it. It's going to get more monotonous for me. So it's like, but on the other hand, it's
start
like,
fresh with Tyler.
Yeah. It's something to play on the Xbox too. It's nice to sit and play on a console. So that might be something I want to do. Other than that, again, I got my game room set back up from MGC finally. So I had some people over to play some Star Wars games last week. That was great. I also put people in a game of Crawl, which is a game I talked about before, really enjoyed, but I finally got to play with some
friends. Not Crawl.
And that game is fucking dope! It's one of the best games I've played in years, for sure. It's almost just like a great like party game.
And what makes it the best game in years?
It's a mixture of, it's pretty simple to learn, and it has a lot of depth to it. It does it for four players, which is awesome, and again, you can play it as a party game, which is kind of dope. And again, it's got a very good thematic element to it. It's funny, but in a dark way. Like it's a creepy game. It's got a very unique art style. Crawl. It's like $15 on Steam. I got it for $10. The first week it was on sale. And basically, again, the synopsis of it is one person is a human, and the other three people are ghosts who can possess traps and summon demons to try and kill the human and become him. And then as the human, you try to level up to level 10 or above, and then try to fight the boss.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a dungeon crawler where you're cooperative, but you're not. You're also trying to backstab each other, which is a lot of fun. And it's really well balanced, because if you're the ghosts and the humans level up, you get extra power to make better monsters and things like that. So it's just a really fucking well-done game. And it's cheap, and it's great. I cannot recommend it enough. I'm looking forward to next time.
So where can people find that one?
That one's on Steam, on PC. Again, it just got its full... It's been on early access for a couple of years, but it's got its first full release now. Just a couple weeks ago, and it's $15. You can't get entertainment that good for the price anymore. Like, it's just such a well-done game. Highly recommend it.
All right. Who wants to go next?
Oh, next.
All right.
So I've been playing Battlefield 1 a bunch lately. I actually didn't buy it either, because I did the whole sharing thing on the PlayStation 4. The PS4 is, so me and my brother made each other's accounts. They're each other's at PS4, the primary PS4 for our accounts. So basically, digital content we buy, we can access.
Nice.
So,
half price games, baby.
Gang straight.
So I was like, oh, so I don't have to buy this game. So I was like, fuck it, I'll buy premium. Why not?
Yeah.
Might as well go deluxe.
Yeah, you can do it on PS4.
So,
Xbox.
So you guys split it, and then but you spent on the highest level?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're splitting the cost.
That's what you're working for. You
know? Yeah.
And it's kind of nice. Like, I mean, having the digital downloads or whatever, like, easy access to all your games.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
And I've been playing Krausy and stuff, so I'm doing that, which is fun.
Well, that's a game all in itself. Playing Krausy?
Yeah.
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 I do know. I mean, which system do you have it for, Battlefield?
PS4.
Who has Battlefront 1?
Battlefield 1?
Battlefield 1, yeah, yeah. I get Battlefield. Okay, so you got three of us. All the same system? Or
no, PC, Xbox One.
PS4.
PS4, PC, and Xbox.
Not a single Mac in the group.
Nope.
We're all playing. I solely got it on the PS4 to play with Krause.
It's just...
And it doesn't...
Hey,
it's
all the Mac.
I mean, you have it. No.
Or at least 50% of us. Wisconsin State Law.
That's what I'm doing. Again, like, I'm really looking forward. I'm really hoping Xbox steps up their game with the kind of play anywhere stuff. It was like Gigantic is a game I've recently loved, and again, you can play between PC and Xbox players, and it does a good job. Like, Gears of War 4 is pretty good. Again, like, I'm looking forward. I'm really, if Xbox.
Well, that's what I was hoping, that we could cross platform.
Yeah,
I would buy the one on more.
I would hands down buy a lot more Xbox One games at full price. And again, like, the account sharing on Xbox, you do the same thing as you can set with your own home console. It's made me buy a lot more games digitally from the Xbox Store, knowing that, hey, my friend can play it as well.
That,
we can both play together on our own gamer tags, which is dope.
You just need that 30-terabyte drive.
But yeah, if they fucking threw in, like, more of the Play Anywhere, like, playing your PC and stuff as well as your Xbox, I'd be set.
I'd spend
money.
So much
they don't
money.
Do that a lot. Yeah, they do it with
Gears of War.
Yeah, Gears of War, Gigantic.
What's good
again, like I was talking
about.
Yeah, the only thing that can trip you up is DLC.
Yeah.
Screw you up.
Download the one system.
DLC, depending on the game, may not go over, which is another reason why I bought the premium content, because I was playing Krausy and I was like able to play the content, but...
Well, we're going to the lowest common denominator.
No. They have a thing where you're premium, you can share it with your friends on Battlefield, but you don't get any experience or anything. You can still play, but... Yeah, I was like, fuck it, I didn't pay for the game, so... I mean, I love them as a developer, so hell yeah, I'll at least spend some money.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, who wants to go next?
Larry.
Yeah, all right,
Davis.
So that's cool. So what? You know, if you when we talked about what we bought, I bought a PSP, at the Midwest Game Club. And one of the games I got for it is the Kingdom Hearts. So I started doing that, you know, but not too far into it, you know. One thing I'm instantly, you know, this is really more of a critique of, and others may disagree with me, critique of the PSP. But because it's a PSP game, I mean, your primary stick is going to be the analog stick.
Yep.
As opposed to the D-pad. And so, so I want the analog stick above the D-pad. If the D-pad's going to be generally the secondary, it should be the lower controller rather than the upper controller. I think that was a
design. The placement is tough, yeah, because
you know,
that's one of the big negatives.
Yeah, and so you got to kind of tuck your thumb back in, you know, and it's a little uncomfortable, so it's. And, you know, those games. Now, I do.
Yeah.
It's got about, I don't know, about 1,000-hour intro. So that, you know.
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, exactly.
So I wasn't really, I didn't really get that far, but I made it past the intro. So that's something. Yeah. No, I didn't. So
I only saved right after the intro.
It doesn't auto save. No, I did. I did save as soon as I got out of the intro. You know, so. But so far, I think it's all right. I mean, it reminds me of a Kingdom Hearts game I played originally. You know, so that's good. I also you guys are right. It's such a hackable little system.
Isn't it that
you can just put on all kinds of stuff on it, you know?
So there's a ton of really.
So I'm like playing like Atari bowling on it.
You get yourself a game called Loco Roco.
That is a great.
Loco Roco is a brilliant PSP game, and it's one of my favorites.
Is that an homebrew?
It's a PSP game.
It's an actual PSP game.
It's it's got the catchiest damn tunes.
And I'm just load up the ISO.
Yeah, I'll just load it up, and then the other game I'm gonna play a ton of is Boss Monster. You know, I got it off Steam, and you know, the thing that I've sort of noticed, because it was, you know, it was programmed right, is that, you know, you kind of learn how to play the game right,
I haven't played it. I own it. Have they been good about like adding expansion cards on it at all?
Your first expansion pack is free if you win 30 times.
Oh, that's cool.
And then they got a couple others for, you know, a couple bucks, you know. And,
yeah.
And they add them on and stuff. So that's been all right, you know. But it was just, you know, I was just noticing the way, you know, we were playing it, you know. And we've done this on the show where we did we got somebody's demo deck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We played the game and we all read the instructions and we still
got it wrong.
And you think about, like, okay, so if you want to learn how to play the game, you could download or view a YouTube video, right?
Yeah.
Well, whoever made that YouTube video could have got it wrong too. You know, the same as we did.
But
you know, the ones that are programmed, you know, into the game, they are doing them by the rules, man. You know, this is how it's done. And the biggest thing that I didn't really understand is destroying a room. So let's say you have a stack, and those that know the game, you build different rooms, and then you also stack on different rooms. And if you have a stack of rooms here, you don't get rid of the ones underneath. They stay there. I never understood why that was a big deal. Because one time when we wanted to try to play more than four players, we played with five players, and I knew we were going to run out of cards. So we just stripped the bottom of the dungeon, you know, so that.
Yeah.
But here's why that's wrong. Here's why that's wrong. If you have a card that says destroy the next room, you destroy the next room, and if there's an existing something underneath it, that room now just becomes the active room.
Huh.
Which we just thought it was just like, oh, this has been replaced.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So it's gone. So who cares about it? But that's not how it's played. And so that's what that was like a really big difference in the rules and how to play it. That I was like, oh, well, I was playing that completely wrong. And it makes the cards that say destroy the next room or something sort of less scary,
right?
In a way, you know, because otherwise you're just like shrinking your dungeon every time, and it's like, oh wait, now I'm back to three cards or whatever. But you know, it's just you can learn that by you know playing some of these online variants of it, you know, these the video game versions of it.
And actually learn how to play the game, maybe.
And actually learn how to play the game, correct.
All right, who's going to go next?
I'm four. Learning how to play the game.
That's, I'm totally against it. I do house rules.
I guess, I can go. So I was still Switch playing the Zelda game, but that's been slowing down. Finally. Almost because I don't want to finish it. So I really, so I just want to get more and more out of it before I complete the complete game.
It's like holding back and not orgasming.
Yes.
Because you just don't want to finish.
You gotta wait till you choke yourself.
Bitches all about it.
but otherwise, I'm still trying to get over MGC. My basement's still a complete mess.
Wow.
And I decided to reallocate one of the corners of the basement and I made a Commodore corner.
Which is dope.
Oh, and it's dead sexy too.
And I put the Commodore on one side, the 64, and then I put the Amiga next to it.
So, and you got a 128 now too.
Yeah, 128. And, it's just stuff. They're just sitting up there displayed.
Any days you chain them all together.
There are 128 games out there, so.
Well, he has one.
No, but you can run CPM on it.
That's right.
You can run CPM.
Damn right.
So I saw. Like this thing's like three computers in one. What the heck?
That's right. It's a 64. It's a 120 and a CPM system.
Thanks, Z80 processor.
Yeah. So I
technically it's a Coolvision too.
Got it all going, and I was like, what do I want to try out? I just want to make sure, like, the controllers and the mice work, and, you know, for the Amiga, I just made sure I could, like, play some mod files, get the audio. But then on
the
C64, for I kept seeing people playing Bruce Lee, and also I just felt like I had to play some Bruce Lee, so, you know, collecting the lanterns. And single button games, I forgot how complicated single button games can be sometimes. You gotta like hold and push or just tap and push to jump or kick. So,
back in the day,
yeah.
Maybe like
up
10 messes through the first area of Bruce Lee because I kept kicking instead of just jumping to the platform. So
when I was a kid, I wired a button for it. I wired an extra button for Bruce Lee. Yeah, so I could.
Nice.
So
it was raw. Me, it was just raw.
Yeah. So for me, it's gonna be not that I'm playing yet, but it's like I alphabetized all my Amiga games. Nerd.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with alphabetizing.
I've got like 50 titles in my head that I just want to play.
And titles are similar.
And I got about no time to play any of them. So
chronological.
Isn't that the struggle?
That's the way to do it. You should have done it chronologically.
What year did this come out?
That would be
so.
Then you have to get down to like month and week.
Yeah.
So also because it is, you know, back in that day of loading discs. By the time you get the game loaded, you want to play something else.
Yeah.
So you play for like 5 minutes, like,
God.
That's CC the time you go make a pizza.
Yeah.
That's so many pizzas, Larry.
It is a lot of pizza.
I would make coffee and
come back and still be loading.
But having the Commodore and the Amiga not side by side, I'd probably like play one while the other one's loading. And then flip flop.
Smart.
Yeah.
You just died at it, like.
You said you had the 1200 setup, right?
500
setup.
And
you're gonna get a vampire for it.
What's that?
A 6806 6800 80 accelerator for it.
Oh.
With the
7 megahertz
with the SD interface built right onto it. So they are amazing. They've got them now for the 600, the 1200, and the 500. They're called the Vampire 2. These are the most amazing accelerators you're ever going to see. So it's completely compatible with the 68,000 instruction set. They come up with their own 6880 chip.
Okay.
But, oh my effing God.
Yeah?
It's...
Does it go in the trapdoor?
No. It's a processor replacement. So you pull the processor out, you put this board in. Not that hard to do on the 500.
It might still get apart, technically.
Exactly.
When are you going to hunker down and play some Mech Force?
You know, I alphabetize, and that's not in my...
We got to hook you up.
We got to hook you up with that.
I've had a lot of hours.
Because my hard drive's only 40 megabytes.
That's like the entire
thing. That's like all your Amiga software.
I know, I had 40 meg back in the day, and the furthest I ever got to it was like 20 megs. The games are so efficient.
Well, yeah, they're usually like, you know, at most at 720K discs. Yeah. You might end up with a 3 meg game. So, yeah.
I've actually put my Space Ace and Dragon's Lair to the side because they're like, each one of them's like 6 or 7 discs.
Yeah.
Because
they're too awesome.
Oh, yeah, they are too awesome too, though.
I thought those were great versions for that time.
They were. What was the name of that one game?
Nope, I'm not going to remember it.
What was it like?
It was an Amiga game, and it was like a cartoon. It was a Western, but it was on a movie scene. It was a side scroller.
Oh, crap.
Remember it?
Yeah, I know what you keep talking about. I can't think of it anymore right now.
It's killing me.
And no, it was not a Cinemaware game.
It was not.
Cinemaware did a lot of great games like that, where they had games that were a mix of...
Yeah, not a lot of side scrolling.
No, but they would do arcade action with cinematic cutscenes and cinematic scenes. So.
Yeah. All right, play Lemmings, though.
Yeah, I
played it on the PSP. It's not as good. Oh. You really need a
mouse.
You need a mouse.
It's good on the Vita.
And I still have it.
Okay, I have to agree with Benjamin on this one. This is a level of conversation. I'm sorry, this is a conversation on the level that you should be thankful you found women in your life.
Definitely wouldn't be saying if we
did. Probably true. All right.
Yep, if Laura wouldn't have found her woman.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Laura, what have you been playing besides the woman?
I was just going to say my woman. I have been playing a tabletop card game called Timeline, which it's a very simplistic game. You can buy different versions of it, and it's a bunch of like smaller cards that have different dates in history. And then you get 5 or 7, depending on how many people are playing with you. And you take turns putting them in order. And so, like, it's easy at first to be like, all right, World War II was here, and I don't know, whatever else in history happened is over here. But then the closer you get, so, like, if it's, you know, the Great Depression, World War II, like those are really close together, so then it's harder. That's what we've been playing. Something simple and kind of.
So, like a game everybody can get down.
Yeah. So, that's nothing very exciting. But
so, I can never heard of
it. So it's a video game version of.
No,
it's
right,
just
no,
a straight card game that you've been playing.
Yeah.
Okay, alright. Well, I get to wrap this up. So
really? You do?
Yeah, so like Ryan,
does it all the time.
I am just going to catch you up, Ryan. It's okay. All right, you get to wrap this up.
You
want to go next?
No. You go next. No, I'll wrap it.
No, you really? You sure? No, really.
No, me.
You sure? This is a polite chipmunk.
Yeah, let's do it.
No, after you. After you, sir. No,
all right.
So I will say we're even wrapping it up. You know, we got a few other things to cover.
No,
so we're enjoying the time.
All right. Okay, so like the other guys, I'm finally getting my stuff from MGC back in order. So I've been hooking systems back up and putting them back on the wall. Oddly enough, I just hadn't had a chance to. I got one of the things that I've been doing is I picked up a really nice
vibrator.
Well, that too. RF switch.
Oh, you mean like the one that was in that NFL tweet the other day?
RF switch? Or vibrator.
No, vibrator.
What's there, vibrator?
Come on, I'm tying public events.
I do not. I'm sorry. I missed the NFL. I'm so sorry. But, so now I...
Oh, he's a baseball player. Baseball player.
Okay, so that was not the NFL. It's not even close to the NFL.
And it wasn't a tweet. It was on Instagram. I don't know.
I got most of my stuff hooked back up. And I'm just cooking back up the... all the systems, like I said, found a decent RF switch, so I can actually have the my systems that still have RF on a switch system too, which has worked out. If you did that down your last setup, and I
still have it.
yeah, I had to set that back up. So I got that done. My 600 came in, so I'm a happy little camper.
That's nice looking.
Yeah, it's in good order. It really is. I've been looking for an Amiga 600 for a while, and I found one in the UK that was reasonably priced, and I had that shipped over. Ryan found a score and has hooked me up with a 64C, which I've been looking for a while as well. So you really did a nice score on that one too, dude.
My whole back of my truck was full for $150 bucks.
Literally.
Every once in a while.
He showed the picture of his truck. It was amazing. So, and if everything goes so. I have no time to play because I'm doing all this hardware stuff. And if I have to go full time, I'm hopefully going to be getting my my Famicom Twin.
That would be nice.
I'm not going to be a claim on history here, but the 64 and Vic 20 had
what would they call it? Bread box.
That one looks more like the
128.
It's going to be the Amiga.
This came out after the 128. So the 128 comes out, and that's when they changed the case style to this style, where you've got the keyboard and the venting set in a little bit. Unless the bread box look. Yeah. And then they went to this particular look.
The wedge.
Right. Yeah. And then this look carries over to the Amigas, where they actually just kind of sleek it a little bit more. But this is the look that eventually the C128 damn well looks like an Amiga. Yeah. This was a little bit different. They've got a little bit more rise on the keyboard. But, so that look became Commodore's hallmark for quite a few years. All right. So that's, again, I'm just doing hardware stuff right now.
Yeah. Hardware stuff.
Stuff and things.
And things. All right. So, Rob, you get to wrap this up.
All right, so last week I mentioned the Slayaway Camp, but I didn't mention it by name. I've still been playing it, so I'll mention it. It is a unusual puzzler where you slide tiles around, except you are you're a mass murderer.
Yes.
And basically, you always have the same movement parameters, but the things around you, like the people around you that you're trying to murder, they have different reactions to what's going on. So you've got to do it in a certain order to be able to kill everybody, and you have to kill everybody to get through the level and
what's
exit.
It's called Sleepaway Camp?
It's called Slayaway Camp.
Slayaway Camp. That's awesome.
The graphics are awesome. They are really good, which you usually don't say on puzzle games, but it's got a great sense of humor. Like you'll scare there. It'll be like a fireside thing, and then you'll scare somebody, and they'll run into the fire and die. It's freaking hilarious. And they'll jump off a pier in the lake and get eaten by a shark. And just stuff like that all over the place. It's really good production values.
There are
really help it.
Water sharks,
And you're too busy. You're really too busy having a good time to notice that it's a it's a puzzle game. But the puzzles are actually pretty good because you could finish it wrong and then you're hosed.
Right.
Then you end up dying yourself. Oh yeah, and you do end up dying yourself all the time. But it's pretty fun. I've been playing that. I just got these are all like from devs. I've gotten a good bunch of games from devs. I got another one I want to check out, but I'll talk about that maybe next time. Rogue Islands is another one because it's a roguelike, but it looks a lot like Minecraft, but it doesn't play like Minecraft.
Bring up all those variants of rogueness.
Yes, I'm continuing. I'm continuing the rogue. I'm becoming a rogue leader. Rogue loser.
What's your favorite pet?
Yeah, no. I'm not playing this. But the Rogue Islands.
RJ, call it in.
Oh, man.
Well, no. Larry's going more.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
But the Rogue Islands.
Just barely got that one. Just by like a little.
I know, he's getting there. Hey, anyway, it looks like Minecraft, does not play like Minecraft. There is some crafting in it, but basically you try there's a chain of islands and you try not really.
What about caves?
Not really. It's really more of a more of a roguelike, because once you die it's over. It's
permanent. What about dungeons?
Not really, no. There's a lot of land with things that are trying to kill you. They're on cavernous areas.
Cavern traps.
They did upgrade the water, though. The water looks really, really nice in it. But the gameplay is fun. It's a difficult game. It's not easy to play. You basically, you're trying to get through the island chain. So every island, you have like a different goal. Of course, it's randomly generated. It's not wrong. Like, and it's fun to play. It just playing is fun to play. I started playing it at lunch today. So that's Rogue Islands. I'll put a link out to that because it's actually pretty fun. I think usually the free games we get, I don't mention because a lot of them are really, you know, there's
yeah.
a lot. There
if
a lot
you
of,
can't say something nice about somebody, don't say anything at all.
Really, even the ones I have not mentioned yet, I'm just not mentioning because I haven't played enough of them yet to talk about them. But
right.
They all are just a really good set. So, you know, dude. So, you know, the, what do they call those guys? PR people, man, keep up that good work, because that's some good
thanks,
PR
guys.
Stuff you've been sending. Those are some good games, man. Been happy.
Yeah.
All right,
so where are we going to be in 3 weeks, Rob?
No, we're gonna be at Nexus in 3 weeks.
I know, we are going to be at Nexus in 3 weeks.
Which,
so,
that was hard.
Come see us,
so,
hey, come drink with us. Memorial Day weekend, Nexus Game Fair is going on in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's a really good tabletop game fair. They're going to have some really great speakers there. Definitely well worth checking
out.
Us. Well, we are also going to be there doing.
They're
going to
be good speakers. We'll be
and
there.
Us. And us.
Yeah. And us.
We will be doing a live panel show from the Nexus Game Fair on Friday night. Come have a few beers with us. We're going to be talking about an interesting topic, one near and dear to our heart.
There's a chance for me to be a cash bar in our event.
There, yeah. We're actually talking about having a bar in our room when we're having the event.
Yeah.
So
we're just gonna hang out afterwards.
The show's better if you're drunk.
Yeah, it is really better if you're drunk.
And I guarantee you
there will be some cool swag. We always give away the best swag. So definitely show up just to get some swag from us.
Rumor has it we're selling off rocks.
Yes. Yes, we are.
I think good swag.
All right, I'm gonna throw this out. Are we gonna talk about our special
thing? Yeah, we should talk about a special thing.
Right.
So what's happening next week, Larry?
Okay, so finally, after years of talking about it, Disney has decided to close Disney Quest. And they are closing it, I think it's July 2nd. So a few of us have decided to go down there and, feel what's left. What's left? You know, because, you know, everyone knows it's ending. So they, you know, they're not, like, putting a lot of effort into keeping it up and stuff.
No, the last time
we
did it,
so we're gonna go down there and bring you a little footage of the final days of Disney Quest.
See what you can steal if I'm both in
there. That's
right. Yeah. You're gonna find out why we closed everything.
I want that funky Donkey Kong machine. That, like,
the weird one?
Yeah, that has, like, complete. It's Donkey Kong.
It's not right, though.
But it's
the levels. No, the levels aren't the same level.
I know
the artwork's
not
the same artwork.
There's Mario,
Donkey Kong,
and there's
you know, it is some.
But it's like all different
Nintendo system.
And I need to steal it because I'd like to beat level one.
Disney.
Because it's really hard.
So yeah, and we're gonna hit there's some barcade down there. We're gonna be doing a little.
Yeah, we are gonna, because you know, as one thing closes, another thing opens.
Yeah, literally. So there's this big barcade opening up in downtown Disney.
Yeah.
So they know there's a market for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So I'm not 100% sure. You know, although the NBA model, I mean, i.e. hookers and blow model. Might be.
Oh, I would
seller.
Go. I mean, if I'm guaranteed there's hookers and blows, five floors of hookers and blow.
That's too much hookers and blow.
No. There is. Wait. Think about that statement you just made. That's too much. That hookers and blow.
I know. Well, you know, Lamar Odom was, you know, fizzing by after a few
too
days.
Much hookers and blow.
Fizzy.
That's
so,
what I'm saying. And like,
you know, there, it could be a problem, but. Maybe one of those floors is still the Papa Shots. You know?
All right, so, Rob, why don't you take us out?
Well, thanks for watching the Hookers and Blow podcast. If you like this podcast, the Lord knows it was a doozy. www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Of course, we're on Facebook at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer, where we give away free games. What? You like free games? Well, guess what? We give them away on Twitter as well. That's at guysgamesbeer. There's no and in there.
And you know what? Tomorrow's Wednesday, so we're going to give away a free game on Twitter tomorrow.
Oh, my God. It's going to be amazing. Amazing. You are not going to believe it.
The shittiest game I can find just for that.
Darn right. And that is it. That's all we have to say about this particular episode of Guys.
Except, come and see us live at next Game Fair, Memorial Day weekend, Milwaukee, Wisconsin,
where we promise to put more effort in.
But not
that
too much more.
Not that much.
No, we promise.
Yeah, transitory.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for watching.